Akon? Do you know anything about Akon?
I fear, I'm afraid I don't.
No, no.
He seems to come with the standard uniform of the Hippity-Hoppity Brigade.
Apologies for the botched intro. You are on Sean Hardwell's Hippity Hoppity Brigade. Hope you're having a good day. Hope you're having a good time. Hope you're having a good life. I certainly am. I'm back. After last week, I was so depressed for a myriad of different reasons. You can check out that show if you really, really want to. It's on CITR under Sean Hardwell's Hippity Hoppity Brigade. That's the name of the show. Tweet me in at The Hard Bottle. It's the Twitter icon with John Lennon and ODB, as I say every single week. If you haven't been here before, why not? You're here now, that's fine. Anyway, special features on this week, we have the wonderful talents of Michael Rushton, and as well as that, we've got Lord Diamonds coming on the show this week. You should definitely check them out. They are going to be incredible. I'm going to do a little bit of an interview, maybe play some new music. They've got a collaboration mixtape coming out very soon. They've got their own individual projects, which I'll promo, and yeah, they're very good. If you like chiptune, if you like 80s beats, if you like 90s nostalgia, any of that aesthetic stuff, you're in the right place. We're also going to play a lot of cool stuff. We've got the new Tribe Called Quest on here. We've got the new, it's not new actually, but it's new to you. It's Jeezy and Jay-Z. We've seen it all. But we're starting off with a man very close to my heart. I finished with him last week. I'm going to start with him this week. Kanye West. He's been in the news. He's a bit problematic, but he is in hospital. I'm not joking. Check it out. He's in hospital. Pray for Yeezy. This is Waves off The Life of Pablo. So help me God. Welcome to Sean Hobble's Hippity Hoppity Brigade.
Let me crash in a moment. Let me, I don't know.
Waves on CITR Vancouver Radio. Hope you're having a good time. Pray for Yeezy. Hashtag pray for Yeezy. In his own words, maybe I couldn't be skinny and tall, but I'll settle for being the greatest artist of all time for consolation. The greatest artist of all time is in hospital. Our prayers are with him. Send him God memes, ultralight beams, all those things. I tried to rhyme things with things. That doesn't work. Up next, Jeezy, Jay-Z, Seen It All, the autobiography. Only on CITR, Hippity Hoppity Brigade.
Traffic. Gave it to him, it was all in plastic. All I know, I ain't trying to go to jail. Heard that shit, close thing to hell. When it step don't make it hard to sell. When you been where I been, make it hard to sell. Y'all know if yours nigga hit magic in that 645. Valley say just a nigga stand new shit, but everybody back, cause that nigga can't drive. Doors open up, I merge with 10 chains. Even back then, it was calling me 10 chains. Ask me where I spend, I tell him it's no thing. If I had it added up, it'd cost me like 10 things. Money. If you brought it out the blow and you got it from the blow, then that's why the fuck they call the shit blow money. Still a realest nigga in this, y'all know it. Kept it 100 to the day I came through. My nigga hit me up, say he going out of town, so I threw him 50,000, told him bring me back too. Not only had my fingers crossed, I prayed, called a still piece up, got laid. Then he walked in, threw them both on the table, said fuck that shit, young nigga get paid. Then I whipped the Benzo on Lorenzo. Stay down, nigga, yeah, I'm talking 10 toes. What you know about thumbing through the 120s and the 50s, spending 10s in the 5s in the mall? Yeah.
2020 Pyrex vision. Catch a contact standing next to my kitchen. Hit a 2050 hundreds, the money machine clicking in my rolly game, ticking, I bow.
I've seen it all.
Uncle died on the spot. Pop killed the family with heroin shots.
Real shit, real shit.
Gave my life to the block. Figure I get shot, at least I die on top.
Real shit, real shit.
I came alive in the drop. Big body, all white shit. Looked like a yacht.
Real shit, real shit.
Got a 5 grand a pop. Had a plug in St. Thomas on a trillion watts.
Real shit.
Flew him back to the States. Park 92 bricks in front of 560 State. Now the next is stone throw from where I used to throw bricks. So it's only right I'm still tossing around Knicks. Probably bought your auntie a couple bags. I probably front your uncle a couple halves. Was in the S-class, you was just in class. You knew I was finna blow like a meth blend. Expanded the operation out of Maryland. Me and Emory Jones in the caravan. Took the show on the road out in VA. Dropped a couple off with Roller in the PA. Plug got shot, we start slowing up. Took a trip down there to see how he was holding up. The war's on now, he got shot again. This time he was gone for good, then we got it in. Emory got knocked, we was down 10. The whole team, hot wars closing in. Niggas can't tell me shit about this dope gang, about this cocaine, man.
Gotta see it all. Yeah, stack 7 feet tall. Swear it looks white like a wall. What you know about thumbing through the 120s and the 50s, spending 10s and the 5s in the mall. Gotta see it all.
2020 Pyrex vision. Catch a contact standing next to my kitchen. Hit a 2050 hundreds, the money machine clicking in my rolly game, ticking, I bow.
Gotta see it all.
Straight bars. This is, oh, it's already starting. This is A Tribe Called Quest. I got confused for a minute. We the people. Thank you for your service. We'll take it from here. We don't believe you, because we the people.
I still here in the rear, yo, we don't need you. You ain't killing off good young nigga move. When we get hungry, we eat the same fucking food. The ramen noodle. This simple voodoo is so maniacal, reliable to pull a juju. The irony is that this bad bitch in my lap, she don't tell me she make money, she don't study that. She gon' give it to me, ain't gon' tell me none of that. She gon' take the brain away the place she sit on that. Vidors and signs with it. Don't try to rhyme with it. VH1 has a show that you can waste the time with. Guilty pleasure, take the edge off reality and pull a salary. I'll probably do that just sporadically. The OG Gucci boots are smitten with iguanas. The IRS piranha, see a nigga getting common. Niggas in the hood living in a fishbowl. Gentrify here, now it's out of shithole. Trendsetter, I know, my shit's cold. Hand set up because I ain't so low. But yeah, all you black folks, you must go. All you Mexicans, you must go. Muslims and gays, boy, we hate your ways. So all you
In the smog of the media, the logs, false narratives of gods that came up against the odds. We're not just nigga rappers with the bars. It's kismet that we're cosmic with the stars. You bastards overlooking street art, better yet street smart, but you keep us off the charts. Some of the fucking numbers and your statisticians. Fuck you know about true competition. Just like the AO picture on there talking about he hitting. The only one who's hitting are the ones that's currently spitting. We got the Missy smitten, rubbing on a little kitten, dreaming of a world that's equal for women with no division. Boy, I tell you, that's vision. Like Tony Romo when he hit and with it. The tribe be the best in 8th division. Shaheed Muhammad cut it with precision. Who can come back years later, still hit the shot? Still, I'm trying to move you off the fucking block. Babylon, blood clot. Tube on your head, Tom.
All of you black folks, you must go. All of you Mexicans, you must go. You must go. Muslims and gays, boy, we hate your ways. So all you bad folks, you must go.
Oh, Sean, forgot to take it off auto. You're listening to Sean Harwell's Hippie Jumper Brigade with the Benny D Pan from Winnipeg, Manitoba? Or, I don't know. In any case, this is not how this was supposed to go. You're listening to Sean Harwell's Hippity Hoppity Brigade. We're going to ride with it for now until the next song. So, what do we have starting? We had Waves, edit by Dorian Yeh, Life of Paul, Life of Pablo. Oh my god, such a good album. Ilya, who's listening, knows what I'm talking about. Thank you, gal. It is incredible. Check it out. Pray for Yeezy, because he's in hospital. He's not doing too well. Apparently, it was for his own self-preservation or his well-being. So I'm assuming that it's not something too serious. I believe it will probably be something to do with the stress and the worries generated by, you know, the reaction he's got to saying these kind of problematic statements, which he's been saying for years, I might add, and which, for some reason, no other artist is subjected to as much of a vilification for them in the media. But, you know, Kermit, it's none of my business. Sips tea, all that meme stuff. I believe that's what the youths these days are calling it. Anyway, you're listening to Sean Harwell's Hippity Hoppity Brigade. Waves, seen it all, Jeezy and Jay-Z. My second favourite Jay-Z and Jeezy, a bit of a tongue twister, collaboration after Go Crazy, which is off my favouritely named Jay-Z, Jeezy, not Jay-Z, my favouritely named Jeezy album, Thug Motivation 101, Let's Get It, which I think I need to, if I ever become a teacher, it's got to be in Thug Motivation. And then lastly, before we have this wonderful, weird, I don't even know how to describe it, this kind of break that I'm talking over, we had the amazing sounds of A Tribe Called Quest with the amazing We the People. And funny thing about that, I was looking up the samples of that song just before I came on. It's a Black Sabbath sample. And no kidding, it's a Black Sabbath sample off their very first album, which is like their kind of blues metal, doom metal phase. So go check it out on Genius. Check out the performance as well. It's pretty bloody good. Like, it's pretty good. I mean, it's pretty good. And Black Sabbath sample. Listen to some Black Sabbath. You know you haven't done it in a while. War Pigs, best track ever. In any case, we've got another track coming up now. Today, today in some part of the world, is Trans Day of Remembrance, where we remember the transgender and non-binary individuals who have been subject to egregious violence and horrific murder and assaults based on who they are as people over the course of history. Yeah, literally, I was going to say, ever since the history, apart from some pre-colonial societies. So, I would like to play a track from a trans artist now. Unfortunately, it's a track I played last week. It just banged too bloody hard for me not to play it again. This is Mickey Blanco, who has a great video of her, of the poem I Wanna Dyke the President. That was my favourite thing shared in the lead up to the election. You should check that out. Check this out as well. This is Mickey Blanco featuring Princess Noshka with Wish You Would. Happy Trans Day of Remembrance to all my trans folks out there. I'm going to take it away from you now. This is Sean Harbottle's Hippity Hoppity Brigade. Hit it!
Well, you know, I don't have a problem problem with nobody. This is what I was saying. If anybody got a problem with me, then we could get it popping. And this is what I was.
You got your own opinion of me, and I cannot give a fuck what you think.
You bitches wanna get it, you can get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what else I wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
You bitches wanna get it, you can get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what else I wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
Throw a mug, motherfucker. It's that bitch Blanco. Smooth cat, new jack, Luciano. I've been all around the world, stacking this paper. Hard body every city, nigga. AC Slater. I'm the rock of Gibraltar. Bitch by death. Niggas gonna rock when they hear this sound. Sucking the pop like a ratata. And these whole niggas shook, do the cha cha cha. Made 150K off a free mixtape. Wake up in my bed, then that shit feel great. Young Jet said black, how you goons like that? Y'all's vendetta can sweater, I'm ahead of the back. I was robbing niggas for Dolce panties, running Tina for Tito and all them Coney Island kings. Them uptown boys cooking, push the work. But in Brownsville, nigga, yo, they box the skirt.
You bitches wanna get it, y'all can get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what else I wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
You bitches wanna get it, y'all can get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what else I wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
I'ma take you to the future, robots and androids. Girls named Droidika, cops on the convoys. I am a tomboy, I am the tank girl. Back to the future, fly through the space world. It's a new year and I came here to conquer. I am the new bitch, I am a problem. Just like the Clone Wars, I got my armor. Throw on my war paint, I am Tatanka. I'm the only bitch in the Bronx rocking Chanel. High top bun, French tip nail. Only fuck with niggas that was tipping the scale. Looking fresher than kale, money falling like hell. Ooh. I do things that these little boys dream of. They still messy with the Pampers, need to clean up. I come clean, they call me Noxima. No key on the track, and I'm coming with the
beamer. You bitches wanna get it, you can get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what else I wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
You bitches wanna get it, you can get it from a skirt. You niggas wanna feel it, fuck what else I wish you would.
You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit. You think you gon' hit, but you is not getting shit.
Oh, just the best. That was Mickey Blanco, Princess Nokia, Wish You Would. Up next, this is JB the First Lady, Aboriginal Hip Hop from Canada. This is Can You Be My Baby on CITR.
Day, just after the rain, fresh kicks, nails did so sick with it. I had to admit it, I was instantly committed. I like your style, it happened natural. We talked for a while, gave you the extra smile. Your qualities encouraged me to see your higher self and know what you're really, really about. Without a doubt, I knew in my heart, I knew from the start, stars overlined in our charts. I found the tree, planted a seed, created a baby between you and me, between you and me. For the first time, it was like we knew each other forever and ever. I'm a mother, kinda scared. You were mine, protected by the divine. You were meant in our ancestor line. Raindrops, hip hop, beat drops. Can you hear it? Connected by spirit. Wanna keep you safe, wanna see your beauty take shape. You're growing so fast, alas, I found my baby. Growing so fast, alas, I found my baby.
Forever my sunshine, sunshine, sunshine. Forever my sunshine, sunshine, sunshine. Forever my sunshine.
You know what it is, JB the First Lady, Hippity Hoppity Brigade, CITR. Hope you're having a good time. Up next, a track I played last week, seen at the CITR Hip Hop Showcase. This is Missy D, Too Many Feelings, CITR.
Too many feelings visiting my brain day, night, and weekends. Too many got me forgetting to sleep. I got too many feelings now. Too many feelings. Hey, hey.
Missy D, 365, yo, 24/7. All I need is a couple of 60 seconds. Explain how I came to the record. No need to check it. Got too many feelings past the 2 minutes. Cut to the chase with a snap and a snippet. Through with my words, I single the digits. Signal time for the business. Open up the flow for a sea of my thoughts. What this wave's about to expose. Overflow of a cope of a dose. Need a glass of water from my saliva. Sweeter and sour upon the matter. Talking over, but I'm spinning louder. Above my conscious and my lady thoughts. Rewind, take over my recording time. Not too many feeling like yours and mine. Intertwine, crossing lines, intersecting while we addressing feelings that are corrupting, interrupting, emoting. Call it feeling. Filling it in, all of my connections from the back to the cross section of my brain. Redirecting to my five senses, different dimensions from birth to pensions, all different versions from good to hurting. Guess I am human. Too many reoccurring. My thoughts play back in repetition like I got one. Like I got one, too many emotions.
Visiting my brain day, night, and weekends. Too many got me forgetting to sleep. And I got too many feelings. Too many feelings. I got too many feelings. Visiting my brain day, night, and weekends. Too many got me forgetting to sleep. And I got too many feelings. Too many, too many feelings.
Too many feelings, too many buildings, too many shillings, not enough willing to take back the moment. I paint it transparent, I see through the language, we speak the same message. Je parle pour apaiser quelques soucis, rassembler l'amour ou quelques amis. Je parle pour encourager la paix aussi. Je parle pour ma simple thérapie, pour évoluer vos esprits, le son d'une simple mélodie. Too many, c'est beaucoup traduit. Je parle anglais, français et je dis, car too many feelings aujourd'hui. J'ai tellement de pensées, tellement j'apprends français, tellement de choses que je ne puisse oser. Avouer, tenter, jouer le cœur en dé. Par ses peurs, ses rancœurs et ses heures. Passer un petit message de bonheur. Que ce soit aussi ou là-bas, des épines et des fleurs. On se retrouve au jardin d'Éden. J'imagine la scène, tant d'amour ou tant d'haine. Too many, many, many feelings. Got me all puzzled in. I said, too many, many, many feelings. Got me all puzzled in.
I got too many feelings. Visiting my brain.
Missy D, CITR.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Welcome back. This is Sean Harbottle's Hippity Hoppity Brigade. Is it too loud? Well, it's too late. Too loud. It's supposed to be too loud, too late, but I effed it up as usual. Hey, we're going to go over a bed here. This is Robert Glasper, Smells Like Teen Spirit, from the Black Radio Project. I chose this just because I want to kind of vibe and introduce my guests, who should be coming soon, I would assume. But they might not. Who knows? That's the mystery of listening to Sean Harbottle's Hippity Hoppity Brigade live. So, my guests today, if they come, or maybe I'll play them on Friday if they're a little bit late due to the horror that is the 99 bus route around Vancouver that runs at this time. My guests, as I was saying, Michael Rushton and Lord Diamonds. I believe they're called Michael and Rob in real life. But they're two really cool guys, and they reached out to me on my Twitter, subtle name drop, at the hard bottle on Twitter, if you want to DM me. They reached out to me saying, hey, do you want to come and, like, can we come on the show? Or, like, maybe record an interview and stuff. And I get this, like, a little bit. Like, people are like, oh, yeah, I'll totally come on, yeah. I'll do a freestyle. I don't know what that voice was supposed to represent. That's my, like, person coming on the show voice. The kind of, oh, yeah. And basically, they sent me, like, a press kit and, like, music. And I was like, all right, here we go. And I clicked play on the track, and I believe it was Lord Diamond's Robert's Quest mixtape. I think Dom Henley, that's the name of it, because I remember I was looking at it, I was like, that's a very British name. I might get a taste of home from that track. Boy, did I not. It is some chiptune, 80s, 90s aesthetic fantasy. It was weird, and I was like, oh, okay, I guess can't judge a book by its cover. So I listened to the rest of the Lord Diamonds album and Michael Rushton's incredibly hilarious new album as well. And it's really interesting. It's sort of stuff like they actually have Cool Keith appear on a few tracks on their label. And that makes sense, because Cool Keith is one of these people that uses this really weird use of rhyme and metaphor and kind of experimental avant-garde sort of stuff. And the guys, Michael and Rob, are like really creative with their beat choice and their metaphor and simile and assimilation and Across the Nation, trying to freestyle, not really my style, but we'll get back to the meantime in the meanwhile. Anyway, why did I do that? You're back with Sean Harbottle. I've had a beer, let's be honest. I mean, that's what's going on here. It's just coursing through my veins. But Robert and Michael seem like great guys. They're really good rappers. I want to play you something off their collaboration album that's come out, I think it was 2015. Rushton and then Diamonds. And I think it's a football team. If you search Rushton Diamonds on, like, CITR, on Google even, it's just like a football team or something. But the mixtape that they dropped on Bandcamp is, like, fantastic. So I'm just going to find that for you now. They're actually dropping a new mixtape. That's the kind of reason that they decided to reach out to me, because they're dropping something new, I think, in the next few weeks or so. And they should be bringing some new stuff to play for you guys, which is super kind of them, I must say. But we're going to take it away for you now. I'm sure you've enjoyed the bed here, the Smells Like Teen Spirit cover by Robert Glasper's experiment off the Black Radio Project. But up next, this is Rushden and Diamonds, off the mixtape Just Outside the Box, Just the Way I Like It, on CITR. Hope you're having a good time.
Take you for a ride in the fast lane, down the highway with a full gas tank. Do it my way, puffin' on mad dank. Big booms, even suckers in last place. Motherfuckers can't pass me. Fast break, you'd be lucky if you catch me. I lay my hand up on the table, can't match me. Ace is high, raw flush of the family.
Oh no,
sippin' juice and gin. Been the White's new dog since the game began.
Went so low,
gotta shoot to win. Hit the money shot, make a lot of loot to spin.
I'm in the fast lane,
come on move please, so I can get my pass on like Drew Brees.
Top man,
got a diamond shotgun. Dance to the lady, cause you's a hot one.
When you're in the game, you just gotta keep it moving. We gon' take you to that place, so come inside. We can sip on champagne with the ladies, we'll be moving. In the fast lane, we gon' take you for a ride.
Let's take a spin in my automobile. Gotta get cheddar, win the lotto and chill. I'm a rap veteran, you can call me Bill. I'm in the zone, motherfucker, Van City skill. Still, all about the West Coast. Best crow, best hoes, big bones, best no. Slick game, presto, it's automatic how I do it now. Throw it down, had to get ahead, flip a quarter pound.
Oh no,
I'm a dog, wolf, wolf, with a fresh new look. Leave them all shook, shook.
Went so low,
still got the pack. Yeah, they doing big things, still dropping rats.
I'm in the fast lane,
doing 1/5. Down to the lab where I'm doing some biz.
Top down,
across the town, Bones and Carl Ed got the heart of sand.
Yeah. When you're
secret location filming your upcoming feature film, Rushed Into Diamonds, The Trouble with Money.
Well, we're not even here to talk about that today. Today we're talking about the Velociraptor happening Thursday, September 1st.
That's at Library Square in Vancouver, BC. We're going to be bringing the famous hip-hop legend Cutmaster Kurt to the show.
Guys, don't even forget about us.
Filming around the film set. There's no filming around the film set. I'm sorry, guys. There's no filming around the film set allowed. My apologies. Only still photography. No filming.
So that's Thursday, September 1st. Be there, we'll be in the flesh, Rushed Into Diamonds, doing it big.
If you don't come over to my show, I'm gonna put a bounty on your goddamn head.
I love that skit so much. You have no idea. Still Rushed Into Diamonds, produced Mocha Only, just the way I like it.
First up, we got this. London Plantation Organics. It says it's sweetened. I don't know if it's salted, but I think I've tried this before and not really dug it. And then next up, we got this one, the Jif. You know, it's classic. I haven't had it in years. I'm gonna open both of them up. I'm really awkward right now. That's the Jif. Here's the London Pharmaceutical or whatever it's called. There's the top. Peel the top off. And this is Saturday night, Vancouver. Hip hop shit. Alright. I'm gonna try the Jif first. That's a full bodied peanut butter. It's smooth. It's rounder than Kraft. I don't know if you guys have tried Kraft before, but it's a rounder, it's a creamier taste. It's fattier. It tastes fattier. I'm skinny. I like fat. Tricking me all the trans fats you got. This one, look at this. It's all gooey and watery. The organic people, they always like gooey, watery, sort of tasteless stuff. We'll see. Spartan. It's more nutty. It's nutty. This, that's like as if you took 10 peanuts and chewed them all up at the same time and put some salt in your mouth.
What's the winner?
Jif. Easy. Jif peanut butter. It's ballsy.
For more fresh roasted peanut taste, choosy moms choose Jif.
Yeah, that's Rushton and Diamonds, Just Outside the Box. The track is called Just the Way I Like It. Up next, we're going to go into Lord Diamonds. This is Robert's Quest, the mixtape Robert's Quest. Up next, this is Dom Henley featuring Michael Rushton, as well as that Greg Beamish on CITR, Sean Harbottle's Hippity Hoppity Brigade.
The diamond highway and we just ride. $88 on my lap, there ain't no point in hiding. I'ma swerve and twist like a player should. I'ma serve a diss if any hater would. That Michael and I heard your mama liked to party. You best to mind your own business at this kind of party. Lord Diamond showing y'all up in an 89. 2M6 with that polo body kit, don't waste my time. Dom Handy. Dom Handy. Dom Handy.
And then she wanna ride, boy, best of marijuana. And then she wanna ride, boy, like a new Impala Chevy with hydraulics while she listening to Big Papa. Well, I ain't going on like that. My Fiero Rush is bringing flow, Master Bear. I pass another lap like a race car track. These raps I be spitting like hot foam from a car crash. Roll rash, smoking bowls of hash, cigarette ashes cover the interior of my supercharged Fiero. Like a blazing arrow, I shoot across a marrow. Canada, where the ladies toss their underwear. On the dash of my Pontiac car, by far is my Pontiac Fiero rated R. I pull up to the bar beside your mom. Towns. You know what they said about my Russian? He known to get around. Dom Handy. 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 Dom Handy.
Show me what you can do, man.
Me and Lord Diamond said we getting on the mic. Me and Lord Diamond said we doing something tight. You and Lord Diamond said, man, you doing fucking nothing. Me and Lord Diamond said we doing fucking something. Me and Lord Diamond said we gonna crop some bars. Me and Lord Diamond said we gonna crash a car. Me and Lord Diamond said we gonna catch a train. Me and Lord Diamonds always do this shit again. Me and Lord Diamonds, me and Lord Diamonds, we do type of shit, always keep a bombing. Me and Lord Diamonds, we rapping all the time. Me and Lord Diamonds, we gonna blow your mind. Me and Lord Diamonds, we gonna get a
well,
me and Lord Diamonds, we gonna me and Lord Diamonds, me and Lord Diamonds, we do type of shit, always keep a bombing.
You are back with Sean Harbottle's Hippity Hoppity Brigade on CITR. I didn't realize that the song ended. I was in conversation with two wonderful guys who are with me now, Michael and Rob. How's it going, guys?
What's up?
Very cool introduction. You played that off very nicely, I must say. So we got Lord Diamonds, Robert.
Yes.
And we've got Mike Rushton in the studio. So I talked about you guys a little bit before. But I basically said that, like, when you guys sent me an email through Volunteer Media, your label, check it out, Bandcamp, I got the email and I thought, oh, right, it's going to be some, like, you know, like, kind of just so someone doing bars over, like, I know, a Drake beat or something. And then I listened to, like, it was Dom Henley, and I was like, what is this? What's going on? And then I listened to Michael Rushton's album, and I was like, all right, this is...
What a
mix. Yeah, exactly. So it was quite the experience, but I'm glad I did it, because they've got a new album coming out as well, haven't you, sometime soon?
Yes, we do.
What is that called?
So we're currently working on two new solo records right now. So those are untitled at the moment, but we're both working on something very
Very Special, which is a new Russian and Diamonds group project.
Yeah, yeah.
And even though we have put out a little bit of content here and there as a group, this is the first true sequel to our original record, 2010.
Right.
So we're excited about that.
Right, cool. That's cool. And yeah, I mean, I've been enjoying the music a lot. The thing we're going over right now is the remix of Lamborghini Bikini, which is a very good song, I must say. So I wanted to ask you first, because we were talking about before, Kanye is in hospital right now, and it kind of got me thinking. Kanye is the first person that got me into hip hop.
Mm-hmm.
I basically was searching, as like a stereotypical white boy, I was searching for Simon and Garfunkel's America to cry white boy's tears to, and then I stumbled upon Who Will Survive in America, which is the outro to My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, and that got me into hip hop. But on your album, you use a lot of like chiptune influences, mm-hmm. video games, sort of like 80s, 90s sheen. What was the kind of thing that got you into hip hop, making this style?
To be honest, my very first like artist that I listened to that I love so much in hip hop had to be Warren G.
Oh, Regulate.
Yeah, it was my favorite. I loved G-Funk era so much. That was my favorite record for sure. And then I also think another artist that really influenced us as well, I guess I'm speaking for Mike and I both here, but is someone we've worked with quite a bit also named Kool Keith.
Yes, I talked about him as well. I listened to some of his stuff, very abstract stuff.
That's
and,
right.
Like, cool beats and stuff like that. And that really influenced you.
For sure, yeah. So I think I've, you know, from personal taste, kind of fusing some of the more, you know, stuff that's a little bit more commercially listenable, like the Warren G mixed with some abstract stuff like Kool Keith. Definitely there's some influences of that fusion.
That's cool.
And stuff for sure, yeah.
That's very cool. And I mean, like, what I like as well is Kool Keith has this delivery and this kind of tone that like you can't really just sit back and let him play. You kind of have to be like, okay, what's he saying here? And what that's what I liked about your guys' music, because Michael, you use like this very kind of Americanized voice.
Coming on to
you. Yeah, you say it so nicely there, and then like on the record, it's like it was the 4th of July. It's great, but like
I'm a Gemini. What can I say, man?
Oh, so am I. So am I. But where did that come from? Was that also like your first hip hop experience listening to American rappers and stuff? Or
I think it was just one of those things, like growing up and watching movies like Roadhouse, and you know, and like watching all these like real tough guy movies, and like. You kind of saw that go away from the media, and I kind of felt like it needed to still be there a little bit.
Yeah.
It's his own thing, and nobody's doing it, so why not?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's the kind of thing that, like, you run the danger of, like, when someone listens, you're like, what is that? But I really dug it, and it was very cool. So, what I want to say, I've got like a list of questions. There's no webcam in the studio, but
it's
you
an
could,
actual list.
It's an actual list.
It is.
So you're working on a very personal project, the sequel to Rushed and Then Diamonds. What was your recording process like for the first kind of album? Because like, I have this idea of you guys in the studio, because you've got the kind of alter ego thing going on, like bottles of champagne pop in, bottles of Moe, all that stuff. Was it kind of a crazy sort of process, or was it more of a like sort of focused, we need to get this stuff done right vibe?
That was like a huge organizational project, I think, over a pretty long period of time. Believe it or not, like that record, it came out in 2010, but I think it was like started back in like 2007. So even when that record came to market, it was a really old record. And now it's a really old record to us just because we worked on it for so long. But it was kind of varied through the process, though. Like we were definitely super influenced by everything in the 80s at that time, and taking our favorite things from 80s funk and R&B, which is still a huge influence now. So, you know, it was a lot of fun to work on, but also like there's a lot of skits and different things on that record. It's technically a musical.
I think at the end of the day, though, it's probably the hardest project we've ever worked on. I mean, what was it, 37 songs plus skits for every single song?
Yeah, it was definitely a feat to put it all together. So yeah. I think the new record we're going to work on is definitely going to be a more condensed package than that one, but still, you know, very funky and
cool.
Keeping the vibe alive.
I was going to actually ask, Michael, you mentioned like there's skits and like there's a lot of tracks and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, just the first thing I listened to was Robert's Quest, Lord Diamonds, and it has like you've got the Robert's Quest intro, but then you've got I Am Rich on the same song. You've got It's Addicting, but then Lord Diamonds. And Michael, you've also got quite short tracks in your project. Like, they're all about 2 minutes long, apart from Rock Donald's.
Yeah.
Is it a conscious thing for you guys, like, to make shorter tracks and then, like, maybe splice them up? Or is it like you go into something and you think, let's take this as far as it can go?
I think it personally just depends on the project. Like, personally for myself, I think most people can only listen to about 15 straight minutes. it's too insane. I don't know. Like, yeah. I think you need to sober up a little bit after listening to a project like that. But, I mean, I don't know. What's your take on yours?
Like, I think I get bored of musical ideas. It's kind of like, okay, cool, let's exercise this little idea. And, okay, that's done. So
that's
done. And then sometimes I like to, like, splice things together and kind of like make a scrapbook almost of music.
Yeah.
That's kind of what I did on Robert's Quest, is just kind of, you know, have a little idea pasted with this idea, and I don't know, just makes it a bit more interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I respect that, because in my music, certainly, like, I do like post-rock stuff, and the tendency is just to go for like 10 minutes and be like, all right, that's done. Like, but I respect the kind of commitment to cohesion. So, Michael, you were talking about your project. We're going to break up the interview with a track off Use Your Illusion 3, which you lovingly brought. This is the 15 minutes that you referenced. And this song is called, probably my favorite on the record, Hulk Hogan Cologne, featuring Lord Diamonds, the one and only. So, this is Sean Harbottle's Hippity Hoppity Brigade, Michael Rushton, Lord Diamonds, Hulk Hogan. Let's go.
You are now tuned in and listening to Use Your Illusion 3 Radio. And I'm your host with more effervescent vapors than a ghost, Lord Sapphire with a ruby encrusted crystal on a plate diamonds. So now that we're all acquainted, why don't you take this time to just sit back and relax as I start you off to listen to the sweet, sweet sounds of the smoothest, Michael Rushton.
It was Laguna Beach in the summertime at 93. The waves were crashing higher ever than yeah, I could see. Forget the city, this is where I am supposed to be. The surfing big kahuna, Michael Rushton, that's me. The surfing big kahuna, Michael Rushton, that's me. My life is free, and it's always gonna have to be. Till that one day, when I took the stroll to Muscle Beach. Chipping pepper tea on a couple flexes, and she noticed me. Just like Rocco's red, Michael's red, Michael's red.
Hulk Hogan Cologne, just one spray and you bring your home. Just one spray and you're gone. Hulk Hogan Cologne, just one spray and you bring your home. Just one spray and you're gone. Hulk Hogan Cologne. You like the smell of Hulk Hogan. You like the smell of Hulk Hogan. Like the smell of Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan.
Last night, I saw you on the internet typing up some lines and you mentioned Michael Rushton. I was not surprised by the way you stupid little friends laughed in the comments, but now here comes the truth. Who gives a shit if I drive drunk with my dog riding shotgun in a rusted up Fiero drinking cold shots? Michael's always got what it takes to give the people what they want. When I say people, I mean hardcore fans. See, I don't give a damn about your goddamn band with your fake ass followers by dodging my ram. Come to pile of CDs in a landfill if you can. Next to dirty old diapers, time to sludge in a rat. Cause all your views are fake and I'm about to sound the alarm on your man. Welcome to hell. You're the only one that's not
my one room rat and
caused a great
deal of shit all apartment.
You have the right to revolt. Welcome to hell. The bands are fake, the counts are fake. Never printed no real CDs, you have the right to remain. First I'ma start with Bruce, then I'ma tell the truth about how Terry owes me money when I build his vocal booth. I lent you $15 and you blew it on McDonald's, god damn it, when you personally didn't invite me. Trolling on the web just to follow where I be so they can spy on my activity and copy my style. They wanna drive like Michael, drink like Michael.
rap like Michael, sign their name as Michael. They wanna know, but they ain't got a clue. Kick your own door down just to see what it do. But you're not Michael Rustin, you're an average MC with some broke average beat that you lease for free, with a hand-me-down V-neck tee and some gold-plated jewelry. Welcome to hell.
I don't respect anybody.
I'm calling out people.
Ain't got time to do it.
Whoa!
You piece of shit!
What the hell? Whoa! I have a criminal record against you. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say or do will be used against you. You little prick. Freeze.
Back with Sean Harbottle's Hibbidi-Hobbidi Brigade. Hope you're having a good time. We are back with Michael Rushton and Lord Diamonds. How's it going, my friends?
Good.
Fantastic. So glad you're here. We have to end the show in a bit. We've got some shows coming up afterwards, but we will do a part two of this interview. We're going to head over to the studio, record that. I wanted to ask, just as I get the sort of outro of the show started, can you tell us a bit about the characters you've created for Lord Diamonds and Michael Rushton? Because quoting from your mixtape, 2015 AD, it's been over 5 years since the former cop turned rock star turned rap superstar Michael Rushton escaped from the clutches of the infamous Lord Carl Edward Diamonds. So can you guys like talk to me a little bit about the characters you've created for yourselves with your music?
Yeah, do you want me to start off?
Yeah, you can go right ahead.
Sure, okay, yeah, so...
Lord Diamonds on the mic.
Yeah, so Carl, Lord Edward Diamonds, is a regal lord who seemed to kind of fall into the music industry. And so he's a big player in the music industry. And I don't know if everybody's listening knows the backstory of Rushton and Diamonds, so I'll give a quick little run-up. But he essentially signs Michael Rushton to a record deal that he can't refuse. And Michael Rushton is this kind of ex-rock star, as you mentioned, ex-police officer, cop. And they kind of have an on-and-off relationship with Michael working for Lord Diamonds, but he doesn't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing because Lord Diamonds has his own weird agenda, so to speak.
That's pretty good. That's a good sum up. I like that. You said that before?
No, never.
Yeah, you just go on the show. It's like, yeah. I got this written out. I'm ready. So you've got like this weird power relationship, like dynamic thing going through the music, which is interesting.
Yeah, it's like they kind of hate each other, I think, but they work with each other.
Oh, right. It's like a devil's deal.
Exactly.
That's interesting. Cool. Yeah. So if you want to find out more about the characters, after the break, we're going to talk a little bit more about the individual characters as well as the label that you guys run, Volunteer Media. But up next on the show, we're going to just go through the next radio shows here. We've got Exploding Head Movies up next at 7 p.m. We've got The Jazz Show at 9 p.m. The playlist today has been the wonderful Kanye West with Waves off of Life of Paul, the Dorian Yeh edit. Jeezy and Jay-Z, We've Seen It All. A Tribe Called Quest, We the People. Mickey Blanco and Princess Nokia, Wish You Would. JB the First Lady, Can You Be My Baby. We had Just the Way I Like It by Rushton and Diamonds. Lord Diamonds with Don Henley. We had Michael Rushton with Hulk Hogan Cologne and Cop. And we're going to finish things out with the second track off the first, and not only, Rushton and Diamonds collaborative mixtape. Looking forward to the next one. Believe You. You've been listening to Sean Harbottle's Hippity Hoppity Brigade. Stay safe and have a lovely, lovely Monday evening. We're out.
I'm a cross between Mozart and Prince and Macbeth.
Quarrelin' with toes is completely dead.
There's a party up in hell, but you're underdressed.
Quarrelin' with toes is completely dead.
I'm a rap hot-ish, cause I rap the best. Listen, I'm totally deaf.
Can we have your autograph?
For I beg your pardon.
I'm bigger in the game than me girl Jen Arden.
We're dressed in tartan and the wigs are powdered.
Can you rap a talk like I do?
Son, I doubt it.
What?
I'm so fly, I live. People wanna know how I crippled my eardrums.
Woo!
Exposure to bass and triple clef.
Take you back to the future, I'm the only rebel left.
What?
Wake up in the morning with my head exploding. I write a couple rhymes, but nothing is fitting. I can only think of weird things, like how rappers wear earrings. But for me, my earrings.
My fans are devoted cause they party to my trance.
It was elegantly placed net.
And horn bostro set.
Smoke an L and relax.
For I'm melting the wax.
Over what? Beethoven what? Cause the classic's back.
Give me one verse and you can have the rest. Quarrelin' with toes is completely dead.
I'm a cross between Mozart and Prince and Macbeth.
Quarrelin' with toes is completely dead.
There's a party up in hell, but you're underdressed.
Quarrelin'
Tones is completely deaf. I'm a rap hot-ish, cause I rap the best. Listen, I'm totally deaf.
Cut Master Cut, totally deaf. Michael Rushton, totally deaf. Stewie Kubrick, totally deaf. And your boy Dan, totally deaf.
Making funky records,
totally deaf.
And my fly lady,
totally deaf.
BC to LA,
totally deaf.
All around the world.
Oh shit, we're going to party like it's 1790 on this one, baby. What? Let's go.
Woo! Give me one verse and you can have the rest.
Quarrelling with Tones is completely dead.
I'm a cross between Mozart to Prince and Macbeth.
Quarrelling with Tones is completely dead.
There's a party up in here, but you're underdressed.
Quarrelling with Tones is completely dead.
I'm a rap hot-ish, cause I rap the best. Listen, I'm totally deaf.
Can we have your autograph?
For I beg your pardon.
I'm bigger in the game than me girl Jen Arden.
We're dressed in tartan and the wigs are powder.
Can you rap a talk like I do?
Son, I doubt it.
What?
I'm so fly, I live.
Huh?
People wanna know how I crippled my eardrums.
Woo!
Exposure to bass and triple clefs.
Take you back to the future, I'm the only rebel left.
What?
Wake up in the morning with my headache splitting.
I write a couple rhymes, but nothing is fitting.
I can only think of weird things.
Like how rappers wear earrings.
But for me, my earrings.
Huh? My fans are devoted because they party to my trance.
Filled with elegantly placed nets.
And horn bostro set.
Smoke an L and relax.
For I'm melting the wax.
Over Beethoven, because the classic's back.
Give me one verse and you can have the rest.
Quarrelling with Tones is completely dead.
I'm a cross between Mozart to Prince and Macbeth.
Quarrelling with Tones is completely dead.
There's a party up in here, but you're underdressed.
Quarrelling with Tones is completely dead.
I'm a rap hot-ish, because I rap the best. Listen, I'm totally deaf.
Cut Master Cut, totally deaf.
Michael Rushton, totally deaf.
Stewie Kubrick,
totally deaf.
And your boy Dan,
totally deaf.
Making funky records,
totally deaf.
And my fly lady,
totally deaf.
BC to LA,
totally deaf.
All around the world. Oh shit, we're going to party like it's 1790 on this one, baby.
What?
Can have the rest.
Quarrelling with Tones is completely dead.
I'm a cross between Mozart to Prince and Macbeth.
Quarrelling with Tones is completely dead.
There's a party up in here, but you're underdressed.